I don't know what I said on that first side. I was just in there mumbling. But I noticed I played it back a little ways. I ran it back and I tested it, and it was recording. So I'll be able to send it. If it quits recording any time, I'm going to send it like it is, because it's got a little bit of my voice on it, I know. So I'll send it to you no matter what. Now I'm saying I got a package from Kay, and it had a stocking and a little glove and a pencil and some stuff in it and some candy. And so it is recording. Not the best, I don't think, but I'll let y'all work it out. And maybe you can turn it up very loud and hear it. I've got the volume turned up very loud here and the feedback mic turned off, so it may be kind of ringing, I'm not sure, but at least it'll get on there. But I got the package from Kay, and it was very nice. It had the stocking and some candy and stuff, and the one from the Fowler, so they were fun to open on Christmas Day. And so I enjoyed that very much. We had a very good meal. We had turkey and dressing and ham and all the trimmings, so we had a very, very good meal. And they had it all fixed up for us. And everybody over here is in the same boat, so we laughed through it and enjoyed ourselves quite well. No one really felt like working too much, and as I say, we each one got a half a day off. And the other half a day, we kind of didn't do too much work. But we were here, and so all was well. Y'all mentioned, you know, as you said, several times that you missed me, and I missed you just as much. And we'll all be looking forward to next year when we can all be together for Christmas. And so that'll be enough said on that, and I'll be home soon. This year I'll be over with, and I won't have to worry about the draft or the Army or anything anymore. And this will be one of the greatest, this will be, I think, even better than graduating from college, is to get rid of this thing. But it has been somewhat worthwhile, and we learned a lot. And coming over here, we've learned a lot. So I don't guess we can just chalk it up to experience at that. But and I think I said in the last tape, the guys I work with, I don't know if I mentioned them or not, but they're really some great guys here. And two of them I was with at Fort Dix. And my best buddy from here is from Montana, and he got his master's degree in business from Columbia University. And so we have a good time, and we run around together quite a lot. I've made a lot of friends with guys out in the other units, out in the field, guys that work here at Fugvin in the other offices and in the artillery sections and stuff. And one of my best friends was in their artillery, and he went home the day before Christmas. He left here. So we hated to see him go. That was a tear that fell down, that's all. Hated to see him go, and but we're glad that he got out of here and got to come home. And he's from Massachusetts. But tell the Fletchers and everyone hello for me. And of course, it's kind of late to wish anyone a Merry Christmas, but wish them a Happy New Year. And Dean Aline, I don't even know who I sent Christmas cards to. But I did get some out late. I did send Bobby Murley and Leonard Nan one, and I got letters back from both of them. And Bobby's letter was real cute. I enjoyed it. And and enjoyed the Joneses too. But it was good to hear from them. And I wrote Bobby his old serial number because I remember it from when I was a little kid. And but I missed the number in it, and he wrote me about that. But he said that they'd called y'all and they just begged you to come see them. But I wish you could go out there and see them, but I know how busy you are. Mother, how's your school doing? You never mention it in your letters, but I'm sure it's doing real fine. Glad to hear Coach won the air medal. I'm really glad to hear that. And I wrote him a letter the other day. I'm glad to hear that he's doing real fine. I did hear, he might not mention it to his folks, but I did hear he flipped a chopper. It didn't hurt. I'm kind of laughing about it because it didn't hurt anybody. But it was right after he first got over here. And I don't know if he did or not. I just heard it by rumors through Saigon. And you can see how ECC guys present rumors over here. And I heard it was kind of a comical deal. I don't know. But I should hear from him. He didn't tell me about it in the letter. But I think I wrote him about it and mentioned it to him, so I'll be hearing from that. But I understand that he is doing fine, and all is well with him. And that's very good, because he has a pretty hazardous job. And he has a job that saves a lot of people's lives with those choppers. Because they're, we talk about them getting shot down, but there's a lot of them over here, and there's a lot of good being done by them. And they pull millions of guys out of the field each year. and so that helps. And but it'll be good. He'll be coming home, if I can say, the full tour right after I'm home, so we'll have to get together with him. I'm trying to think of something to talk about. I probably won't use this entire tape, but I want to thank you again for sending me the tape. I wish y'all, I know you had a Merry Christmas, and Jess, it was good to hear from you. Sherry, I'll try to get your letter off. I've been pretty busy and neglectful myself, but I'll get your letter off. I'll probably just send them to the house because I'm not sure when you're leaving school. I did get a little card the other day, and in fact, I think I got it Christmas Day. And so I'll get your letter off pretty quick. And just tell your folks hello for me, and I'm sure they had a Merry Christmas. I was going to send them a Christmas card, but I got their address 2 days before Christmas, so it's kind of hard to do that. But tell them hello for me. Tell Glenn and everyone there at school I said hi, Eddie and all of them. And I hope they don't have to come over here. And you know that as well as I do, and the reasons why. So maybe it'll be over. It's kind of late now. Now it's about 9 o'clock. It's not too late. I didn't work tonight. I came back and listened to the tape and made this one out. We got a little office back here in the back, and so I come back here where it's a lot quieter than it is up front. But Grandpa, I want to tell you hi again. I sent you a card with a picture in it. Showed you I was ready to go hunt with you, but I don't know if you got it or not. And I hope you're feeling well and doing well, and I'll be home to see you soon. And I want you to cook me another roast when I come home. I was really great when I came home on leave and you had that roast cooked for me, so I kind of be expecting another one. You have, you know. And so I'll be ready to eat a lot of food. I've lost some weight. I weighed 150 for a while. It happened, I lost most of the weight when it was real hot up north and we were getting hit by rockets and stuff. And we were building bunkers and we were carrying sandbags about 9 hours a day. Was having to carry them quite a ways, so we all lost a lot of weight. But I've gained back up to about 160, 165 now, and I think I'm gaining pretty fast. But I feel really great. I've got a little cold, and I've had one. I guess I'll have it till I leave. It doesn't bother me, though. My sinuses a little bit, but so I feel a lot better. You know, when I'd written you that we had some boils on us, you know, when we were up north, well, we got, our water supply down here is different. Up there, it was rice paddy water, and it was purified. But it's different down here. I don't know where. I think they get it out of a river. And nobody has them down here, so that's good. But they weren't really bad. They just kind of like, you know, big, hard pimples. But they were all right. And but thank you again for the tape. And I'm glad you had a Merry Christmas. And I'll be ready to wear that suit when I get home that Dad got. And I'm sure I'll check into the deal. I may send you some pictures when I send this tape. If I can cut them out of that magazine without, you may have to send those, you'll have to send those pictures back to me though, because they'll have everything I need on them to order with. And I'll send you those pictures and you can pick out what you want. I'll send y'all all a little something from Tokyo when I go there. And I don't know if I'll call you or not. It's pretty expensive, and tapes are about as well. And $50, $60 for phone call, I don't know. We'll see about the phone call later. Maybe I'll surprise you or something. And I'll try to, while this tape's going, I'm trying to think of something to say. I'll tell you what I told you in that letter about what I need for an early out. I've got to have a letter from the company, a letter from the county agent. I have to have those two letters, and they have to be real strong, stating that you need me specifically, and that it is a seasonal job. I'll also, any other letters from the bank or anywhere stating the type of business and the necessity of the help at that time of year, and maybe a little something why it needs to be me, will help. The endorsements I have to write up here, I have to describe the job, why I think I need to be there. Of course, we're over here in a what they call a priority situation, and it depends on the time that I send this in. If things are popping and they need a lot of people, well, it'll be disapproved. But if things are quiet and I can get this buddy of mine works in the office and he's taking it to the guy himself that approves it, that's the captain, and he's going to try to catch him in a good mood. But get those letters to me, and everything you send has to be notarized by Notary Public. So then I get the paperwork done up here and get it in, and we'll just hope for the best. And I'll let you know just as soon as, I'll let you know when I send it forward. I'll send you a card and tell you a letter and tell you I've sent it on, and then I'll get a phone conversation back if I get it approved, because they'll call me and tell me, and then I'll let you know. So we'll be looking forward to that. I haven't got anything else to say, so I'm all well. Everyone's here is fine. I want to thank you again for the tape, and I'll try to get you another one off soon if this tape recorder keeps working. And we love you all, and it's good to hear every one of you's voices. And so until we talk to you again or hear from you again, goodbye.
A few facts to the men up above, the higher in the administration, about how things should be run. Seemed like he had been letting them run over him in the past a little bit. And old Shelby, he's still over Tech, and he did get married, to several people's surprise. I think they give him a pretty rough time the night of his wedding. After the ceremony, a couple of carloads of boys picked him up and carried him off out in the country and dumped him, and he started walking back in. About the time he got nearly back to the house, they picked him up again and carried him off another direction. So they kept him away from Nisha, that's his wife, for about all 3 or 4 hours. And then I think Shelby finally got tired of it, and they decided to leave him alone. And he finally got back together with Nisha, and they got away.
Hello. I had something I was going to tell you, and now I kind of forgot. This mic was given to me so suddenly. It slipped my mind. Oh, we watched the men from the Pueblo come in today, and it was real good to see them coming in. And but like when Jeff came home, except he didn't have to be prisoner of war, except it wasn't war, it was just prisoner of bad guys. Karen's getting married in February, so she says. It was November and then December, and I called her as soon as I got home to find out if there was going to be a wedding during Christmas, and she said no, it'd be February, so I guess I'll let you know when that ever takes place. She's beginning to get as unpredictable as I am. I can't remember. Oh, yes, Cindy graduates in January. And Donnie's supposed to go up to back east to officers' candidate school, and she's going to drive up there. And she's getting real anxious to finish school. And I haven't seen Eileen and Steve since Cindy's wedding, but from what all I hear, they're doing fine. And I got a Christmas card from Linda Harris. You probably did too. I think she has your address. I'm not sure. And she's in California. I thought she was in Lubbock with Vicki Overture. They were going to live there, but I got this card, and it came from California, so I don't know what the deal is, but I guess she's living in California. So that's about all I can think of. Somebody told me to tell you hello. Oh, yes, Dr. DeBose. He said to be sure and tell you hi. And, everybody asks about you. I tell you every now and then your letters, and I hope you're getting my letters now, because I do write. I got a letter Mother and Daddy sent that you'd written here, and you said that how you hadn't heard from me in a long time, but I don't know how come, because I usually mail you a couple or three things a week, so I don't know. Sometimes they're not letters, sometimes they're cards, but anyway, I've been pretty busy this semester with student teaching and stuff, so maybe next semester it'll be easier to keep up with everything. But I have to take a correspondence course from ACC Bible, and then I'll take the other 9 hours of Eastern, and I'm going to take an advanced English course from Dr. Smith, the little man that I took a course under that summer, you remember him, And so I hope I'll get a good grade in there. And then I'll take sophomore English and geography, and that's all. Well, the tape's about to run out, so I guess I'll let somebody else have some time. See you later.
Well, we've enjoyed talking to you, Dale, and we'll be looking forward to getting the tape from you, and hope that you don't have another breakdown with the tape recorder. As you'll notice, probably found out by now, I'll put a note in, but this is at 1 7/8 speed. I couldn't buy any 300-foot reels yesterday, so I bought 150 and slowed the tape recorder down half, and that way we can talk the same amount as we could on 300-foot, but may sound just a little draggy by recording at this slow speed. Z and Aline have been real sick with the flu, and so Cecil, Marjorie Adams out at the base, and lots of others here, but so far we've missed it. Hope we continue on. Grandpa, we had him to take the shot, so try to keep him from getting it. He's feeling real good. Goes bird hunting some, but sure haven't had much luck at finding them. When find them, they're wilder than jackrabbits. I plan to take him again a couple of times before the season's over. Herb and Byron went up to Ute Lake yesterday and hunted ducks, but I haven't talked to Herb. Bud was telling me about it. Bud and Evelyn are going to Friona tomorrow for dinner at Fleming's. Sherry and Lyndon getting along real fine. They've gone to Artesia today to be with Sherry's folks. There's probably lots of other things if I had time I could think of, but I believe everybody's about talked down. Mother, have you thought of anything else? No, she shakes her head negative, so she said, tell you we miss you. And of course, we've told you that enough. I'm sure you're convinced of it by now, but just hoping, praying that everything turns out real good for you and you get home sooner than we expect, even. Anything that I can do here that you need done or checked on, well, I'd be glad to do it. I'm sure you got the prices that I sent you on the Lamine's Pontiac that Dick gave me. Well, that's it, so we'll see you, son.